Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 37. In today's episode, we a lot of stuff to talk about this week. A lot of drama, as per usual. A lot of gaming stuff. We've got EVO Online announcing some new fighter games, or rather, games being excluded. Some drama around that. We got next-gen consoles been showing off some stuff. Of the history of memes. I mean, of course. We're connoisseurs, so obviously we know exactly what we're talking about. There's more D2 drama. Audible shock. Except no one's surprised. Patreon questions, shenanigans. It's the GG Over Easy podcast. What do you expect? So with that, we hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get right into it.
I gotta stop waving. Come in.
That sounds really strange and weird. Hello, come in. Hi, Heidi Ho, everyone.
No. What? No. That's not how you don't start with the Heidi Ho. This isn't the intro.
Easy.
Yeah, that's what, like, the intro is in today's GG Over Easy, and then after that,
then I go the intro first. Now,
no, the intro is in today's GG Over Easy, right? Because then I tell them the recap.
No, you say Heidi Ho first in the intro. That's why I'm saying
Anybody. We'll just double down. We'll double down, dude. Just screw it. That's my
Heidi Ho a thing in GG Easy.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Like the later. That's the intro.
And what's our
then it's Heidi Ho, everybody, and then they come back after the intro. Then it's Heidi Ho. It's like a lot of Heidi Ho.
Yeah,
not
like this is too.
You can't be handing those out.
I forgot how we start these now.
Hey,
do we just go into a topic?
Does this work? Do we speak?
I'm stuck in a box.
You know, hey, how about for the first time in our life, we start the podcast with a review.
You do have it ready, so that is pretty appropriate that we do start correctly.
Well, actually, I've decided this one's Gamba review.
Oh.
So I have them pulled up, and we're just going to stop it. They're all great, dude. They're all fantastic. They see it in the webcam. I'm swiping. We're stopping on this one. Oh, what did I do? Oh, I opened Discord. Hold on. this one.
It's not that hard.
Okay, that's my notifications. Dude,
you're a boomer.
I really am. Okay.
It's like a Zoomer call.
Why is this so difficult, dude? You know what's hilarious? It accidentally clicked our GG Easy episode called OK Boomer.
Quite appropriate.
All right. I can't show them because it messes. Okay. And Siri says,
come on, house answer, Larry. Let's go.
We have here from Poppy Westlaw Lover 69420.
Okay, this is a meme.
There's someone out there.
11 stars, fruitful. I can't read the rest of his title. He says, you, your churches.
This is the one you select.
Have you, your churches for content in these hard times been unfruitful? If so, he like capitalized fruit. If so, and if you've had success still, I have found the content for you. No, seriously, this really is very, very fruitful. That was it. That was the review.
Why do you giggle? Of all things, so you don't get Yankee with Noah Brim, but you get fruitful.
No, I'm not laughing at the fruitful. I'm just laughing at that review. That's pretty funny.
Dude, those these past 2 weeks, you have like slowly become like older and older. And it's kind of concerning.
Dude, missing out on a new meme ages you like 20 years.
You have truly proved that we are closer to the 30 than we are 20 at this point.
Actually, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, you're old now. I thought about that the other day and had like a midlife crisis kind of thing. Trust me.
I think about that a lot because I'm super into Zoomer memes, but I'm like, still technically a millennial, but at the same time, like, I'm right between Zoomer and millennial, so I'm in this middle ground hellscape where I still get blamed for everything.
But like,
it's perfect.
Like, at 30, are we going to be looking at memes and they're like, look at these old guys trying to meme? Like, and then are we, like, supposed to not be memeing anymore? Like,
I'm just worried that, like, you know, there's, like, that subreddit, like, insane Facebook parents or something?
Yes.
Like, I'm worried that when we are older, there's going to be like something dedicated to like us where we're doing something stupid or like trying to be hip and they make fun of us. And it's like,
see, but I feel like we've come so far from, because like we grew up with the internet, so I feel like there's always going to be a level of having that internet,
like we shaped it in this,
we'll remember our roots.
Yeah. We're like the OGs, so it's kind of, see, but there's like life before and after internet as far as like how well you meme. There's no I mean, yeah, there's like boomer,
that sounds
memes,
like a game show.
There's like boomer memes, but those are like people who adopted the internet, whereas we were molded by it.
We were born in it, molded by it.
And then they just took over Facebook. I remember when, like, parents started getting on Facebook and it's like, you still go on Facebook? It's like, get to Twitter, man. Like,
just come on now. Well, the
that's
thing
all
is
Facebook is for me.
The thing is, with all these, this memery, it's like looking back, like to think a lot of this start with, like, you look back at like troll face and like rage memes. I look back at those, I'm like, this
you
is,
mad, bro?
Yeah, like,
those are so dumb. See, I know, no, like, but we've gotten dumber, okay? Because those might be stupid.
It's true.
Those might be stupid, but like,
we have had some pretty
the
dumb
meme
ones.
Of the month is Yankee with no brim. It makes no fucking sense. Whoa. But it's hilarious. Wow.
No, okay. You know how I know I've gotten dumber? Like, you remember like when you're like 13, 14 and you would get in the deep depths of YouTube and it was something called YouTube poop? And it was like literally like,
dude,
Mario.
YouTube poop. Like, they're S tier.
And like, well, here's the thing. Back then I used to be like, that is so dumb. I don't even understand what's going on. It's just loud noises, like over saturated colors and stuff. And now I see that, I'm like, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like over noise, like, I'm like,
dude,
yes! Like,
dude, Spider-Man poops are the fucking best. They make no sense. See, but the best part about poops is like, the people who make them will make poop stories out of it. So like, the story will like,
see, okay, like, see, but you understand like the deep fried story essence of it. I just see the loud noises and the like kind of thing, and I'm just like, that's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I mean, someone literally turned Spider-Man 2 into a whole YouTube poop, but it turned from Spider-Man 2, and by the end of the movie, it was Spider-Man Lord of the Rings. It was tight. All right.
Is this like one of those tight, like anime dub things where they totally changed the story? And
no, the entirety of the movie was just YouTube poop memes, but they somehow managed to like start putting Lord of the Rings shit, and by the end, like, Peter
Gandalf
Parker
saves.
Is like Frodo and dude, it was tight as fuck. I'm just gonna see, start.
And memes we came that from like funnyjunk.com and getting,
yeah,
like,
we came from you mad that. Bro to Yankee with no brim.
I'm trying to think of like my first meme, like before a meme was called a meme, like, you know what I mean? Like,
do you remember, like, because all of us have tried Do you ever remember like a meme that you tried to make? Like you were like, oh, that shit's hilarious. And you tried to make a meme.
Oh, dude, I could link you right now. My funny junk account from like 2010.
Oh,
and
no.
It has some banger posts on there. Like, hold on, let me see if I can find it. It's Robert.
Sounds like a national treasure.
I think is like.
I don't.
Yep, I found it. Yes, sir. Yep, Robert is dope is for some reason my account name.
I mean, it's just, oh, God. All right, let's see what we got here.
You have to log into Funny Junk, though. That's the problem. So, like,
I don't have an account.
I don't either.
Level 150 content. Fap-tastic.
Oh.
What? Does that even mean?
I used to grind. I remember I got front page. One day it's called Dogs at War. It's hilarious. It's totally repost. Like, none of it is
that
OC.
Guy.
None of it is OC.
What, your entire account? You sprinkle some in.
No, there's no OC.
Oh, you're that guy. Wow.
There's no OC. Like,
and where did all that e-clout get you? Huh?
Nothing. I mean, this podcast. Look at us. You know, Robert is dope.
That's the one thing I don't get with like people who like Karma Farm and stuff on like Reddit, or like people will buy accounts with Karma. I don't get it. There's literally no value. There's nothing. I don't get it. But people are like obsessed with these fake points.
Dude. I can't even. Oh, I never even thought about that. Like memes, because I feel like Twitter is just the meme emporium now, like of just organic memes. I've never even like who actually like goes to meme sites now though.
People like Robert is dope.
No, but like dedicated meme sites. I feel like there's so many social media outlets
that do it for us. You know?
Oh, yeah. You don't need to put an email to create an account. You can literally just like make a Smurf username. 1300 upvotes. Uploaded
insane.
January 28th, 2011.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you guys ever see our Dream Team hashtag back in the day, like back in D1 and on Funny Junk? Like, it was actually our people made some memes about us. Like,
really?
A lot of them. Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, like, look at this. A lot of them. They were really funny, too.
If you click that link, that's what got me front page. I was so happy.
What about this Cartoon Network one?
Oh, that got me front page too. That, yeah.
That one has more upvotes.
Oh, yeah, it does. Dang, that was a banger one.
It was a nice repost I see here.
No, John. that one's OC. The Cartoon Network one, that's OC.
Oh, really? Wow.
Cartoon Network is OC. That's OC.
Johnny Bravo, F yeah. Courage the Curly Dog, F yeah.
It's so cringe.
Ed Eddie, F yeah. Dexter's Laboratory, F yeah.
But I'm right, though.
Cartoon cool. Fridays, blah, blah, blah. The good old days, 1992 to 2004. Now to the, what is this? This is a gigantic meme too. What the
dude?
This
even... Okay, so that's like classic, right?
I cringe at that. I can't believe I posted.
That's
that.
Like class. God damn it, dude!
That like... is so bad, yo. Like, God, I hate myself.
Dude, that's like classic. And
but look at you know what's worse, dude? Go to the ones that didn't pop off. All right. Like, those are the really bad ones.
Do I want to?
Like, French Nyan Cat IRL.
How many? Well, I want to see, like, if there's ways. I was like, how many posts you've made? For our audio listeners, long story short, if you're not missing much.
Yeah, it's just, like, terrible memes that I, like, tried to have pop off.
See, so we went from that, which kind of relevant memes that, like, had, like, some, like, they had something to do with it.
Marriage proposal. Epic.
And literally, from that to where we are now, I literally made this meme like a month ago.
Oh, really?
We went from this to that, like from that to this.
This is now a 2005 Mitsubishi Evolution 8th generation. It's like that. I get the meme. We've gone to rage comics to literally a comic picture of a Mitsubishi 2005 Evolution 8th generation and it literally just says that.
Yeah, so this is without a doubt a 2005 Mitsubishi 8th generation MR GSR CT9A 2.0 liter 4G6 inline 4 engine
and built with like, 6
speed close 40. Ratio gearbox, like, yes! Vortex generator turbocharged,
yes!
Moment.
yes! upvote.
And the weird thing is, there's that, because yeah, I clicked on your Cartoon Network and it speaks to memes now, because I was like, or you're like Dogs at War. I was like reading a few panels. I was like, how long is this? And it's like scroll. It's like a novel. I'm like,
yeah.
Memes have evolved now where it's like, that's it. That's all you need. It's like a
story.
It's like a second or two. It's not much reading involved. Sometimes it's just dumb audio clip.
See, but there's like,
we've gotten dumber.
It goes from like long form memes, and now we just have like a single picture of like Shrek, and then like at the bottom, it's just F.
Yeah, that or like just
and
like
it's hilarious.
It's sometimes not even font. It's just like deep fried or something. Just
but like you can see a picture of a sad Shrek and all it says is F, but you understand that Shrek paying respects because of a Call of Duty game that had F as
it's a lot
respects.
Of layers.
It's like an ogre, dude. Memes have layers.
See, and my personal favorite are like just like the text ones that are just fucking stupid. Here, like this one, I'm gonna post it. They're just fucking stupid. They're just stupid.
I don't want to catch. Oh,
oh my god!
I don't want to catch feelings. I want to catch a cumba.
Like, what is that? Like it's Nicki Minaj and like I think what is a tiara, but they're Sims caricatures and Balenciaga,
and they're all like stretched and skewed.
There's it's some so guy, funny.
Some dominatrix dog outfit.
I'm it so truly confused. Is like a deep fried meme.
We went from like terrible 1990s like graphic design to like in the 2000s and the 2010s and being like, well, we want to make our memes kind of high quality. To like back to like now we're in 2020 and we're like, how can we make like a shitty 1990s Windows XP comic?
If it's not low quality, it's not worth it.
I remember when I first heard meme, I pronounced it meme. I was like, what is a meme? And I was like, oh, that's what like that is? That's a meme? So like, and then like, that's when you learn. And then like, it's when a whole door of memes opens up.
You know what else is a really good meme?
What?
Evo Online 2020.
That's actually a really good segue. That was a good segue.
I was gonna let the meme talk like go a little longer, like right before it petered off to get into the Evo talk.
Well played. Yes. Evo Online 2020. For those unaware, Evo is the Evolution something. I don't know what the rest of it is. It's a fighting tournament. And
Evolutionary. I don't know. Vacant?
Yep. Evolutionary Vacant. Everyone's favorite tournament series. It's huge. It's always hosted in Las Vegas in like the summers, but obviously currently things are a little different in the world. And because of this, they obviously can't hold giant tournament held in Las Vegas. So they're going online. But because of this, there's a lot of drama because they've dropped a lot of games that would normally be huge for them. Because
online is trash.
Yeah. The games that they dropped, it's because all their online is trash. It ruins the competitive integrity. And then on top of that, nobody wants to watch troubleshooting issues and people complaining about this or that because of lag, blah, blah, blah. And one of those being Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah.
And everybody's super upsetty spaghetti about that. Although, understandably, it's not there.
Okay, wait. They're upset at Evo for not having her or upset at Nintendo? That like, where is the blame being?
I mean,
some... Blame's definitely on both.
Yeah. Like, some people are upset.
But you can't have it
so- at Evo. So the main problem with Nintendo's online, which you honestly you can't blame Evo.
No chance.
I say both, but you really can't blame Evo. Nintendo Online's really bad. You look at Animal Crossing. That's like probably the most high tech their online has ever been.
It's not bad
when it should be. A game as simple as Animal Crossing
should be seamless.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead
you shouldn't have to
please
wait.
Exit your phone.
A minute and a half for your home.
Oh, yeah. Close the window.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, doo-doo.
And you have to watch them show up. Yeah. And then they want to leave. Please exit your window. Someone else wants to show up. Please. It's like, oh, my.
And my expectations are already so low. I'm like, this isn't bad. Like,
hey, this is progress.
Hey, Nintendo, good job.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious they got rid of it because Smash Online is just an absolute joke. And I don't know if you guys have been watching like the quarantine series stuff.
I have.
No, I have.
With Moist Critical's whole thing and Alpha Reds and
Yeah, it's been.
Has it been bad?
There's been so many times where people will just drop, like the connection will just drop, and they have to restart matches. Yeah.
You know how it's bad? It's like no other game franchise or like has been a. I mean, they have been a little bit, but you're able to still hold like CSGO has a major coming up here in like, I think a week. And they've been holding it over like online and they've been able to do it because like it's not how it is in Smash at all and can actually hold a stable kind of connection rather than Mario jumping up like this and a lot of pulleys and levers back there. But let me reassure you, the fighters are not experiencing any of this lag at all.
But, it's like, terrible.
Part of me wants Evo to host Smash because then it would be bad and then maybe Nintendo would get a grip and understand that they need to fix this.
I doubt it.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Purely because Nintendo has never put any money themselves into promoting like the Smash competitive scene. Like the only time they ever like actually promote it is when they do like when they're promoting the new game and they're like, oh, let's get some Smash pros in here and play our game. But that's about the extent of how far they go. So it's pretty depressing, especially for Ultimate, because Ultimate is their current game. I know people are like mad because like Melee doesn't get support, but it's like Melee's never going to get support.
And they can't make money off of it.
I understand that. Like I've gotten to that point.
But Ultimate, promoting the Ultimate scene and like selling your own GameCube controllers for the pro scene or.
Yeah, could you imagine just like if they treated it like how Riot treats League or something like that? Like if there was like a summer set and all that kind of stuff, it'd be sweet.
Smash is like easily the most viewed fighting game
by far
On Twitch, like easily, so it's kind of
maybe Street Fighter's close.
If Nintendo were to invest into Smash, I mean there's no mistaking that Smash would be easily the biggest of all the fighting games monetary wise and
I just like how Capcom does it with Street Fighter. I don't understand it. Like maybe because they just make so much money, dude, as Nintendo that they just don't care.
That's it. Nintendo is just raking it in, especially right now.
Last year for Evo, Ultimate was their most entered game / like tournament bracket ever. And then it would have very well probably been this year as well.
Easily.
But of course.
We would have entered because we were going.
Well, I mean, if it was online, I also would have. If they'd done it, I would have.
You would have done?
Yeah, I mean, I would have.
Why not? Throw your hat in the ring. Why?
Like $15 or whatever, say, hey, I played Evo. Sure. But yeah, I wanted to go too. Obviously, we can't. Bummer. But they're missing out on that fact. And I'm sure Evo's not happy about that. Like they would have wanted it, but there's no way they could. There's no integrity if they were to do the online.
It would just be a meme, dude. I think they knew that it would literally like make their tournament look like a fucking joke.
I mean, there's the worst thing is I've been trying to watch these like Wi-Fi tourneys they're doing, like Blue was talking about, and they have like lag tests. And in the middle of a match, someone will go like, "Hey, like I think like there's some lag here." So then they're like, all right, hold on. We got to do a lag test. So then like spectator leaves. So you're watching a stream for like 15 minutes while they do nothing. And then they have to individually test each user, get different people from different servers, like lag test these people. And they come back and they go, yeah, it's okay. Or in some cases, they've been like, yeah, this person had too much ping. So like they're disqualified. And you're sitting here for like 20 minutes like this is so stupid. Or people just do it to stall sometimes or they'll lose and be like, oh, lag test. And It's just
a nightmare. Like behind, like logistically, a nightmare.
It's just a bummer because it's like I think part of the reason why Smash is so popular too is it's super easy to watch, and on top of that, so many people, including myself, years ago when I first watched Smash competitive for the first time, I'd played Smash before but never realized that level existed. So for a lot of people, they first off have an understanding. They're like, "Oh yeah, I played Smash once or here and there or at my friend's house." They already understand it. There's not. I mean, the nuances get deep, obviously, like for pro play and stuff. But on the onset, you're just like, oh, yeah, okay, like just hit him off the stage. This is okay. And you don't have to understand like intense button combinations or high-low blocks and all that kind of stuff. So it has a lot going for it. But all Nintendo has to do is not have terrible internet. and that's exactly what they have. So,
well, that's not, and it's like what servers technically.
Well, yeah, whatever what net code and just, whatever.
They just don't have like
their service.
I mean, Nintendo.
Like, what is it?
A hamster and a wheel.
Lack of money. That's for fucking sure.
An overworked hamster and a wheel. That's online, what it is.
Their online is like taped together with like a hint of like glue and WD-40.
Little Elmers.
Well, little Elmer, little hot.
Sir, the pipes are leaking. Like, it's fine. Just,
just put some more cement glue on it.
Get the tape. Get the duct tape.
Get the pullers and levies. The players aren't feeling this.
No, no, save the duct tape.
So what games are in Evo?
Well.
Not Smash.
Not Smash.
Have they announced it?
I think they did. Well, so they announced some, too, that will be, like, exhibition matches and stuff. Like, Dragon Ball FighterZ will be there. But not in like the tournament capacity, because again, it's online. A lot of people dislike. I know one of them for sure is like Granblue Fantasy Versus.
Yeah, I see it right here. Undernight Inbirth, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Tekken 7, Street Fighter, Champions Edition, Soul Calibur.
But see, I don't even think Street Fighter is a part of it either, because their online is pretty bad.
It says Street Fighter 5 Champion Edition.
I think that's just a part of the game.
And then Samurai Showdown and Granblue Fantasy Venus or Versus.
Trying to figure it out. Introducing Evo Online. Five weekends of fighting games? What the?
Yeah, it's like a whole the whole month of July. Like 1 week it's this game and this game, and the other week it's this one and this one.
Because what I'd seen was like what like Leffen had said. Says, yeah, so Evo Online is not including Ultimate, Street Fighter V, Tekken, or Dragon Ball FighterZ. Because of their netcode. And that's pretty big. God. I mean, those are big titles.
I mean, those are the
why is it fighting games that just have trash connection? Like,
well, the problem is like, they probably have as good of, like, let's say they might even have better, let's say, servers than, like, Modern Warfare, which probably isn't that hard because their tick rate is terrible. But the difference is the input lag and stuff can make such a big difference in a fighting game when it's like that than versus a shooting game. Like, fighting games, especially, like, combo-oriented fighting games, like, if the game has input lag and doesn't read your combos when it should, or you can't react, especially in like a fighting game when it's all frame data, you have like 15 frames to react to a move. But if you have X amount of input lag, by the time you see a move and you try to input to account for that, like you can't even.
It's like probably the best comparison is like mouse acceleration. Like, the reason you people turn off mouse acceleration is because in shooters,
you people,
everyone does.
I turn off.
Don't, I don't know what you're doing. Everyone turns off mouse acceleration because mouse acceleration messes with, you know, if you move your mouse this many inches, if your mouse acceleration, if your mouse acceleration is on, every single time you move your mouse a certain amount of inches, you can always, like, your mouse will always go a different distance on your screen. Whereas with mouse acceleration is off, every single time you move your mouse consistent from point A to point B, you know that your mouse is going to be right at this specific spot on your monitor. So with lag, it's like you're basically playing a game with mouse acceleration on, where offline, you know exactly what your input's going to do, how it's going to do it, and it's reliable. Whereas in online, it's like, no. If I press this button just to frame off online, oh, well, now I fucked up. Oh, geez, I can't press it now. All the combos
are oh, God. That's why, like, the meta for fighting games, especially, like, Super Smash Brothers, the tier list is different for, like,
totally different.
Like, LAN versus online. Online, it's that it's more punishing in the fact that, like, you don't have as much time to react, or it's harder to react. Sometimes it's harder to pull off low percent combos. Like a Squirtle, for instance, on LAN can really consistently hit his like grab chain, down air, whatever, like low percent
which is combos. Like, which is like a 3-frame perfect
yeah,
combo. Like, you have to be on it to be able to land the Squirtle grab chains.
But then you go online, and it's like nothing's where they're always getting out of the combo. So that's why, like, heavies, and why so many people, like, at the beginning of the game were like K-Rool's busted, which he wasn't. But it, one, people were getting used to him, and two, because of online, like, Ike and Cloud and Sonic and some of these other people that can either put out heavy hits fast enough that you can't react, like Ganondorf, that can be so punishing.
Just have like giant hitboxes for their moves in general.
Yeah, that helps too. Yeah, giant hitbox, just like Ganondorf swings his sword, like, yeah, they'll probably fall into it, or like, I'll probably hit him, odds are. And so it, like, literally, like a game like Smash, it is night and day between online and offline.
Just like, because when a character like DDD is like near bottom tier, like on LAN, but like he's like tippity top tier on Wi-Fi, like there is clearly discrepancy between LAN and online.
So long story short is, I'll still watch it, whatever they have. I always enjoy watching fighting game tournaments, but certainly won't be the same. And of all the things I want to come back in quarantine, it would, one, probably be, like, there's probably a small list: gym, movie theater, sports, and with that, I'd say esports, and that's it. Like, I want my Smash tourneys back.
To be doing, I mean, it just seems to be the fighting game.
Like, they're suffering the most, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody seems to be adapting. I mean, League is doing their thing.
You know what else is adapting?
This
ad read.
Oh, he did it. He did.
That was cool.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back to GG Over Easy. We didn't even say what episode it was. Episode 37?
37, yeah. We're on CNN.
Can't say I ever watched CNN, so I wasn't too sure about that one.
I mean, at that age, it was just like, ooh, this is the new section.
Oh, yeah, CNN.
And then when I got to like 44 was Spike, and then 45 was the Weather Channel. Don't ask me how I remember this. And then like 41 was TNT. I watched a lot of television as a kid.
So I feel like we can...
Parents were fighting a lot.
I feel like we can safely go into how I feel about PS5 and Xbox One stuff this week.
Oh, is that what it's called? The Xbox One X?
Well, Xbox One X.
Whatever. I'm
something
not
like that.
One.
Yeah.
It looks Series like X. It looks like your Xfinity router. It looks like an Xfinity router. Like if you look up the one like they give you when you get Boost, that's what it looks like. 180.
Oh yeah, did we? Because I don't think we talked about it in the last episode. Because I don't know if like the Xbox show that was like after we recorded, right?
Yeah, it was like later.
Bots. Absolute bots.
I don't know why they like. It seems they were so excited about it, and they were like, "Witness the future of gaming," and then it was like, "No first parties." Oh,
yeah. Like I think they're saving it all probably for June or July, but then why not just save the whole thing until June?
Yeah,
or July?
Why even do a big reveal of like your? Oh, look at the games coming to Xbox One. Like this is like our first look at games, and.
I was like, oh.
He gave us like...
Oh, like the worst year ever. So like, can you give us something?
Like, but don't get me wrong. Tight games. But like, why would you reveal all of these when you could just wait for like a big reveal?
Because their big reveal has to be infinite. It's going to be infinite.
Their big reveal is that it can handle 30 frames per second.
Oh, did you... did you see the...
Valhalla?
That's what you're talking about. Yeah, the Valhalla thing.
Oh, my God.
That's the only reason I've watched...
We were like, yo, so like, what could we expect from Valhalla on Xbox One?
30 frames.
And they're like, oh, yeah, like a solid 30 frames.
Yeah, like, yeah, I didn't cope.
They tried to, they tried to like play it off too, where they were like straight up like, oh, yeah, a stable 30 frames. And it's like, oh, it's like,
oh, frame. Stable? Is that stable? Is that, okay, not 120? None of that.
God, the fact that we're going into next gen and it sounds like console players still aren't going to have 60 on games.
They can have 60.
I'm just, fighting for you, console players. This is for you.
Pretty much, with the specs of PS5 and Xbox One, there's no reason these games shouldn't have 60. It's just for some reason, game devs have like not game devs. I think it's more the console manufacturers like Sony and Microsoft really want to push this whole 4K thing.
Oh my!
Bro,
here's the thing too. Like console players. I'm not here to make fun of you, because listen, most of you have never actually played 60. And I know for a lot of you, it's like, dude, I don't like, it's just
my heart will forever be with consoles, you know?
Like, yeah, it's just a couple frames. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But trust me, once you play 60 plus, you know, and then you go back to 30, anytime you're like, oh, I understand now. And that's why, like, even if these new games have to take a little graphical fidelity loss, it's so much more worth it for 60 frames.
There's no reason your game should be playing at 30 FPS. And unless
on the next
like,
console 4K, though, in 2020.
Guys, it's 4K. It's unless, not like my dad.
Unless I'm seeing like fucking like Cyberpunk level shit.
Yeah,
then
that's
I'll
understandable.
Be like, okay, 30 is fine.
I don't even know
like,
if my PC will get there.
But
I don't even know. Nah, but it'll get there.
Nah, it'll get there.
It better. But I 30. That's so ridiculous. Like, oh my god. Like, I just feel. I don't know. It better not be 30 frames on PC. I tell you that.
Yeah, locked at 30 FPS on PC. The other thing that disappointed me about the Xbox was I was watching for the Valhalla because they're like, watch for the gameplay reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, there was no game.
And it was pretty much just like, it might as well have just been like screenshots in engine or whatever. And like, okay, well, waste of my time. All right. Going back to editing.
Dude, like, going back to editing. I used to get like so excited for like the all stuff is rendered in engine. And it's like, and then like, it's like, just show me the gameplay, please. Like,
yeah.
The engine was cool for a while, but now it's like no different than like cutscene.
If Anthem has ruined it for me, you know, like Anthem was supposed to be the sickest thing ever, and it was the biggest piece of garbage ever given to us. So it's just like, and Anthem looked so sick.
It's still such a pretty game, but man.
Games lie to you all the time. That's why, like, unless it's explicitly like this is gameplay in engine, never trust what you see. Because most of the time, if I watch something now and it's like, cutscene or like it's like a cinematic trailer. I'm like, nope. I mean, cool story. Like for Valhalla, I was like, okay, cool Vikings, cool. Sure. Now, what's the game like?
Now, do you say the same thing for Unreal Engine 5 then?
Well, see, but that wasn't a cinematic. That was literally a demo made, like, that's a playable demo. It's a tech demo made in Engine.
Can we play it?
Probably not.
Probably not, but I mean, you would need at least a PS5 kit. Because our computers
would melt.
Would they really?
I don't think so.
Those Unreal tech demos is they're designed to show you, like, what's probably, like, a couple years ahead of time.
Yeah.
And it's more
like
so,
games that are like 2020, like six ish, like
yeah. I mean, probably maybe even more. Like Unreal Engine demos are there specifically to show off how capable the engine can be.
Yeah.
And usually, to get like those results, they don't have like our usual like consumer computer sitting on our desks. They have like
that's true. They have a Linus Tech Tips one.
Yeah, the Linus Tech Tips computer.
The difference, so for those unaware, so aside from Xbox One, Series X, whatever, doing like a reveal of some titles coming, most of them not, I don't think any of them were first party, actually.
Sports.
Oh, yeah, like Dirt or something. So, I mean, maybe there were some games there that really interested
please don't,
people.
And please don't hit me with the Xbox is not about the games. It's about the user experience.
What the hell does that even mean?
It's all about the games. Everything's about the games.
The user experience? What does that even mean?
Get out of here, Kyle.
Yeah, we know.
Isn't user experience the games?
To be fair, because I don't want like in the comments being like, you guys are just a bunch of like PS5 fanboys. We don't have anything on the PS5 to judge.
I'm also the Keyblade holder.
True. Sony hasn't revealed anything, but I'm just saying if
I can already tell you it's going to be better.
Yeah, I think my main problem with Microsoft is how they always handle something. Remember Xbox 360? They marketed the shit out of that well.
Couldn't find one.
Incredible marketing. And ever since Xbox One and then to Xbox One X, the marketing has just been like
Well, dude, the Xbox 360 just steadily got worse. Like the dashboard got worse, and everything's like slowly got worse. And then when the Xbox One came out, it blows my mind. When I play on an Xbox One, that like when you open up your friends list, it has to open up like an entirely new like app, and then like load your friends list, and then you have to close your friends list app. It is so dumb. I hate that dashboard still to this day more than anything.
Well, they're like we're bringing Windows 10. Like block UI or whatever, and I was like,
it didn't work on your phones. It's not going to work on your console.
Yeah, like, please, bro.
Oh, they want to put what like Android had?
No, because Windows has a phone. Windows phone.
Oh, do they even worse.
I don't know how that's doing anymore, but yeah, they had that.
Do you have a Windows phone, or was that an Android?
No, I had an Android. Okay.
It's good to have you on the iPhone gang now.
Hey, so. Xbox One had their little display. Nothing was super crazy. And then recently, like yesterday, I believe, PlayStation 5, or more so, I guess, Epic Games showed a tech demo of Unreal Engine 5 running on PS5, supposedly showing what next gen is capable of as well as their new engine. And it was pretty impressive stuff. And for people watching it, though, that don't understand game design or game engine or game programming, like a lot of it will be like, I don't understand. Essentially, though, it means that game fidelity-wise, like, it can handle so much more, especially when it comes to polygons. Now, the thing, though, is kind of like what we briefly mentioned, like, this was all made specifically for this. Literally, the creators of the engine made this. They wanted to show it off as best they can. So, there was, like, a tweet, for instance, from, like, the art director of God of War. That was like, yeah, that's cool, but, like, good luck making the game fidelity like that for 30-plus hours of gameplay or something like that. So even though it might be capable of that, being able to create the resources and stuff
to handle that for like a 30
needed, yeah, to like fill 30 plus hours of gameplay like God of War would just be an insane undertaking one way or the other. But the promise is like with the new engine, as with all other stuff, like games are getting better slowly and slowly. Like a lot of the lighting systems, environment, sound, all that kind of stuff for Unreal Engine 5 is going to improve upon. But most importantly, dude, Fortnite is moving to it next year. That's the big takeaway. Let's go, dude.
Wait, I have a real question for you guys. What do you think it says about Destiny, the game, if Destiny 2 is going to be on next-gen consoles?
We're not getting D3
We're not getting ever. D3 for like another two, three years, is my guess.
Yeah.
If not more, because I don't think D2 needs to... I think D2 is a great...
It doesn't need to be on next-gen consoles.
We don't need D3, though, at all. Honestly, I think this is probably better for D3. Because imagine if Bungie made D3 for next gen, like
we
right
have
at the
a D2 all over
beginning
yeah.
of the year.
Like right
they would have had to, they would have had to keep behind. They would have made D3 for last gen consoles too. So they 100% would have. So this is probably better for.
Yeah, they'll do what they did before and eventually sunset it. Because they sunset it when, like Rise of Iron, or
Rise of
like
Iron,
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
The sunset means it just like rides off into the sunset.
Well, yeah, it kind of. They leave it like they didn't technically like shut the servers down,
they
but like
took it out back
and
shot
kind of
it
essentially. In
Can you
but
still
in
play
nicer words,
one online.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, those servers aren't shut down.
I do that every day, dude. It's like I go back.
The glory days.
Remember, this is what it
I've
used
been
to
thinking
be.
About that. I've been thinking about going back and like starting like a new character and just playing. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying I was thinking about it. Okay.
Okay, please still play Final Fantasy. I'd rather have you.
I just know
as
I would
friend,
go back though.
As someone who cares about you,
I'd go back though, and the quality of life changes and stuff. Like even though D2 isn't perfect, there are like just small quality of life changes that have vastly helped.
D2 is 100% better game now.
Yeah,
but
like I just imagine going into patrol and immediately trying to find a map and going, "Oh right,
oh that's right,"
or I can't see my friend. I can't fast travel. I was like, "Oof." So even just small things like that. But
I mean, since we're on the topic of D2.
Hey,
we might as well get
more drama.
Welcome to Blue's D2 Corner. Some
my favorite part, dude. This is where I just get to chill and ask questions.
Well, guess what? Today, boys and girls, we've got steaming, piping hot tea because this was a loaded week in Destiny 2. Let's start with a negative sandwich because there's two bad things and one good thing.
Okay.
So let's start with the bad thing. There's this new quest for Fellwinter's Lie.
Oh my god.
The cool shotgun from D1.
That everybody wanted back.
Now, this is supposed to be an Iron Banner weapon, and you would think, if we're going
to
do a community event, this is the cool community event. Let's do like based on how many kills people get, like in Iron, like collectively we have to get all these kills in Iron Banner before everyone gets the Fellwinter's Lie. No. They instead decide to put progress bar for the entire community on how many public events we complete on each planet.
And it's not like a small amount of public events.
It's like a lot.
An ungodly amount.
To make things worse, it got so bad because after the first day, they didn't even get to 10% on one. This quest was supposed to be done in a week. After one day, they didn't even get past... I don't even think they got like to like 8% after 24 hours on the first day.
Fuck them.
And like good. And like Nessus and the other two planets were still at 1%. So it got so bad Bungie was like, hey, so like we're like lowering the requirements and like increasing the percent per public events. And also we're making the public events easier. It's like
no, it's man. Not that. Nobody wants to do that.
Right. Yeah, nobody wants to farm for this PvP shotgun by doing PvE events.
The kicker for me is that they're throwing this in towards the end of the season after everyone's already had to play the only new activity that there was anyway, that was a public event. So now you're going to throw it in after all this, like after
been,
the Guardian
been,
games grind
been
and everything.
Public events since the beginning of the season. I'm not going to do it for another week.
And a lot in a week.
A lot in a week. So
I don't understand their thinking. I don't. Like, there has to be a underlying reason they did that. Or not people. Like, do they want to boost their public event numbers or something?
More
than
give people, I don't know.
It's
slightly something.
It's slightly tone deaf because there's so much, like, divide in, like, who plays PvE and who plays PvP, especially after this season now, because Bungie has been like, oh,
which glue tastes
better? Better play trials. But I'm just like, but Bungie, I don't want trials. And Bungie's like, no, you love trials.
You love it.
Okay.
So they do this whole PvP oriented season, but then they're like, hey, so we know you guys like cool PvP shotguns. What if you farmed a PvE public event? Which is like, that's definitely going to get the PvP dudes to play PvE 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Well, anyways, so that sounds bad. Now let's talk about the good this week. So Bungie had a really good this week of Bungie this week. Actually, one of their best this week's Bungies. Rob, you're actually going to like this a lot.
I know, but like, dude, it's a, like, how many good at this week at Bungies have we had?
This week of Bungie actually addresses one of your, some of your most biggest of all time complaints. Admittedly, I think a lot of people like overblew this TWAB as like the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I saw a lot of like D2 YouTubers like, this is going to change everything. It's going to change a lot.
I've heard this.
But this also isn't going to suddenly make D2 like the premier MMO. Like, wow, this game is the most rewarding MMO of all time.
I'd rather fish in Final Fantasy.
Me too.
Fishing in Final Fantasy is tight. But
yeah, I've been doing it for the past 10 hours.
I bankrupted myself a million gil to get myself the optimal fish. Okay, anyways, Destiny 2. Yeah. So Destiny 2 is finally going to have like true transmog. We don't know when. It might be this fall. They said they don't have like a timetable, but they said this is what they're working on. They said they're having transmog.
That's good.
You have the option to turn any of your armor pieces into an ornament, which is super tight. Should have been there from the start in Armor 2.0. Should have been
a thing since a thing. Yeah,
when they made Armor 2.0, instead of making like ornaments from Everest, it should have been like, oh, I'll dismantle this armor and turn it into an ornament. Should have been there from the start. But it's super tight that's coming. And I'm super excited for it. They also have added new aspirational pursuits for armor for like raids or like trials or
what does that mean?
I'm assuming strikes PvP. So Rob, this means there's going to be ornaments, exotic ornaments, exotic sparrows, exotic ships, all not necessarily just exotic, but like different stuff like that. They're going to be part of activities and raids now for you to earn.
God. Good. Dude.
So like, hypothetically speaking, what should happen? Like, you know how like they put all the trials ornaments and stuff in Eververse?
I thought that was so fucked up that they
So now that, I mean, that's stupid, but hypothetically the system they're talking about now, it should be that now, yes, you get that stuff from trials.
Oh, you're not going to get some random sparrow that has nothing to do with the season at all, that has like looks nothing like it at all.
So
like,
so it's super tight because they said none of those things, no ships, no ghost shells, sparrows, or arm ornaments. None of those are going to be.
That's good.
In Eververse. So, well, not necessarily that none of them, but like none of them that are like clearly visually based, like the trials shit in Eververse. They said there's not going to be anything like that anymore. So,
I don't hate Eververse. I just hate how predatory it is in the sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, just how they have the Trials of Osiris ornament. Like, I have to pay 600 for this. Like, this is what I should get from Trials, like, as a random drop, maybe. Like, it's just stupid. Make people play it more.
Yeah, super tight. They said they're going to be adding a new weapon pursuit each season, which is cool, but
is that, like, Recluse and stuff?
Yeah, but
we're not getting Pinnacles back.
No.
We're definitely not getting
So we're going
back.
We went from three Pinnacles three Pinnacles to some rituals to no rituals back to one ritual.
To basically one ritual season, which is okay. This is like kind of like a really weird flex for me personally, because I mean this is still a downgrade from what we had before.
Yeah.
But the cool part is they made it to where you can get it from playing whatever playlist you want. So you can play Strikes, Crucible, Gambit if you want, and you can get the Pursuit weapon each season. So that's cool, being able to choose what you want to do. Pretty tight. And then the legendary skin specifically for it will be tied to actually playing the game, not Eververse anymore. Still pretty sick. They said that they're also kind of a weird thing. They said each year they're going to be adding a new armor set to Crucible, Gambit, and Strikes. Okay, tight, but this isn't like great, because every other MMO that you guys are aspiring to be does that like every couple months.
Like times eight, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to do vendor resets all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but there's no really, unfortunately, there's no point to do vendor resets. With armor being like super vanity based now, that's tight because it gives them something to give us, like new armor, sick, like something to make my guardian look tighter. Dope. It's cool that they want fashion to be more of an end game. So that's cool. But like one new playlist armor set a year is kind of
whack.
Interesting. I wasn't going to say whack, but interesting because it's because this is a lot less than we usually got. Other tight thing, they said they were adding easier ways for you to get bright dust. So it's not going to be as difficult as it is to like, could you guys honestly say right now, like a reliable way for you guys to get bright dust, like as just a casual player?
I don't know how to my get
wallet. You guys have no clue, than, right? Exactly.
Other than getting something that's from the Eververse store.
No clue, exactly. Right? So,
I just gave him my credit card, the three digits on the back of my credit card number.
Actually can't get bright dust from dismantling stuff from Eververse now. So
yeah, but see, you don't need bright dust if you just buy it with silver.
Smart man. YouTube money, we out here. So going forward, they're going to make it easier for you to get bright dust. They're making bright Ingrams more relevant. So instead of being like a whole year old, you. Bright Ingrams will start like getting stuff from like 3 seasons prior. It's pretty tight. For the most part, this is all sick, but the sickest thing is that Eververse is going to have less of a role.
That's good.
They wanted more Eververse stuff to be like actually in the loot pool, which is how it should have been, because that's exactly how it was in D1.
Yeah.
So it's super tight. I think that's super sick. I like all of this. I'm trying to temper my expectations because they didn't say this is coming out with the expansion. They said this is coming out kind of whenever it's ready.
Yeah.
Cool. Tight. Guardian Games, best event of all time. We loved it.
Bro, the statue. I saw a picture of that. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, in the corner? Oh,
That was sick. Oh, I thought you guys were talking about PG's picture.
Oh no! Like that so, for Titans won. Like, they're like,
so tight.
They're like, whichever class wins for the next year, or whatever, will have like a statue to like immortalize them in the tower or whatever.
Oh yeah, where is it?
It's right next to Zavala, and it's on like a 2-foot table, like a little like you would think it's like a nightstand, and the statue itself is not even like a foot high.
You think they'd like at least put it like next to the Postmaster or Eververse?
No.
And like it's, at least be relatively large, you know, something.
Like I don't care that it's a Titan that won, because obviously I didn't care who won in anyway. Whoever won, that's what they get is some like rinky dinky little.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like there, it's amazing just how many ways they messed up Guardian
Games. Look in the Discord. Like look at this picture I'm posting in there.
and the majority of what you're seeing right there is just the table, like the white table. Like it's bizarre.
It hurts. That's one good positive. Now let's get into the bad. This got really big in the community. This didn't get big in the community. This got big in like the five people who play PvP community in Destiny 2. I don't know why this got like such a big deal. So. DMG made this tweet about how toxicity kind of prevents people from really participating in PvP activities, which is not wrong, right? Because Jesus Christ, like D2 community, they take PvP like really seriously, which is like kind of a weird champ.
This is real Valorant. Weird champ.
Yeah, dude, but
chill with it. But all at the same time, it's like it's kind of Yeah, so while I agree, D2 community has gotten pretty weird over the years, especially with like how seriously things get taken. The argument was that teabagging is super hurtful to people's feelings. Now, I'm not gonna lie.
That's a weird joke.
I like dropping a couple nuts on people every once in a while too. I do enjoy dropping my fat nuts on someone who hits me with like something disgusting, like someone's playing Striker Titan, I'm going to teabag you because you're playing Striker Biden, Striker Titan, right? Like, that's stupid, loadout, I'm probably going to drop my nuts on you. But that's like, That's like how
no, Blue, you're a terrible person because you do that. You're the spite you're of a gatekeeper. Person and you're awful.
I don't understand why people this brought out a lot of very hot takes from people, which I don't even need to go over because
I have my say in this, and I had a whole thing written out. I swear to you, like I just to somebody's tweet, I had a whole thing written out. And I just deleted it all, and I just wrote, I disagree. Like I had a whole thing written out.
That's all you need to say,
and it had like one slash question mark. But then I was just like, no way, like. I can't be bothered. But like, all right, like I am a known teabagger. And it's not because I'm a terrible person or I fucking spite people and I just like making people angry. It's just that I'm better than you, okay? Sorry that all right. Get good and teabag me back. And guess what? When you teabag me back, you're going to get me mad. And guess what you want to do? Make me mad. So guess what? Get better and teabag me. There you go. You want to make that person make – if you want to make how the person who teabagged you make you feel how you do, go do it to them. Like that – I don't – that's just how I feel about it.
The thing I don't understand too is teabagging has been around like forever. This isn't some brand new thing.
Yeah.
And if someone's like, I don't play PvP because I get teabagged, well, then just you shouldn't be playing PvP. You shouldn't play PvP in any game.
I don't play PvP because it sucks.
You shouldn't be playing video games.
Like – it's
you shouldn't it's read bizarre. Other things that don't agree with your opinion. You shouldn't go outside. You shouldn't like you should just like you should just it's just teabagging. It's not a big deal in the grand scheme of things.
If teabagging,
I'm sorry you got your feelings hurt.
If it somehow gave an edge like emo peeking does, I'd say teabagging is a problem. But teabagging is it's harmless. It literally
emo peeking
doesn't.
Is a bigger issue than teabagging is.
Teabagging most of the time the only thing it does is actually just get you killed because you're just sitting out in the open. Teabagging, like I don't know.
And I'm sorry, you getting teabagged and then going out and complaining you got teabagged in a public space literally is doing exactly what that guy wants you to do. I'm sorry, that's exactly you're playing literally into their hand. It's literally a teabag, and you go, oh, okay, I'm moving on. If you get upset by the teabag, that's what we want. We want you to get mad by the teabag. That's what I want. When I teabag somebody, I want them to get tilted. I want them to go tweet about what just happened. I want them to tweet about their experience. If they don't do that, then it's like, oh, then I didn't get what I wanted. So don't give them what they want. Just go play the game if they teabag you. I don't know, crank a 90 in Fortnite real quick on your other monitor. I don't know.
So... I mean, I don't disagree with any of that. Simultaneously, I agree with the sentiment, like, don't be a dick on the internet. But I don't think teabagging is, like, the primary reason you should be like, oh, dude.
I think if you take it again. If you take it a step further and message somebody on their account and, like, you're a piece of shit and you suck at this game, that's taking it too far. But, like, that's being a piece of shit and being toxic. Now, a teabag, I wouldn't put that in the same realm as that.
I mean, what's the difference between teabagging after you kill someone and, like, emoting after you kill someone?
And emoting. Exactly.
It's all the same.
I think this more came from a place of being a community manager is really fucking hard, right?
Absolutely. You can't because make any, you get, you're never making anybody happy.
You will never... Like, you can never be perfect. People will always flame you for something. So, I could definitely see...
And you're the face of the company, unfortunately, even though you don't have your hands in said part of game.
So I can see the point of view because ultimately, I think the moral of the story was don't be a dick on D2 because it's D2. It turned into the whole teabagging argument. People had some really hot takes anywhere from... If you teabag your toxic shithead who and your parents never loved you,
you're right.
Like, something like to anywhere from if I teabag you or if you teabag me, I'm gonna DDoS you because you deserve it because teabagging is tight or some shit or all of this, the fact that this turned into a long drawn out conversation about teabagging and its effects on the psych just kind of showed me. Man, one, I need to stop looking at Destiny 2 PvP Twitter because it's the worst. And two, this is why I log on like once or twice a week and like do a couple raids and then I get off and then I live my life happily without playing PvP. Because, bro, like why did this turn into like such a big thing over nothing? And honestly, the answer is because there's nothing else going on in D2 and people need something to talk about.
They're bored.
D2 has nothing to do.
Take it out on something. It's kind of like
go jerk off. Go play Final Fantasy 14. That shit's tight right now.
Like, I hope people don't think, like, for the people that, like, hate tea, I hope you don't think I'm a bad person because I teabag. I'm not teabagging somebody because I think, like, I'm better person than they are and I want to make them mad, or I'm a piece of shit person who hates people and hates happiness. I'm just doing it because I killed them and I feel superior in that moment. Just kill me back and teabag me back. Okay. You want to, there it is. You want to piss off a teabagger? Go teabag them. And 100, I guarantee you, 100 times out of 100, if you teabag the teabagger, you will get a message back saying, you're a piece of shit, you suck at this game. And guess what? They're mad now. And now they're mad and they're like, you're not even good. And then you just did exactly what they did to you. And now you feel better. So just do that. That would be my recommendation. Because I used to be that teabagger. But now I just do it. Just to do it.
Yeah, so my overall take is it's Destiny 2 PvP. It's nobody cares that much.
I've been bagging spoilers for 11 years, dude. I'm not going to stop now. Because my feelings are hurt.
I think it's all a bit bizarre. And you shouldn't take that seriously.
It's like a Black Mirror episode.
It's just like it's just a weird take to say, like, that's the reason people don't play PvP, or, like...
It's a weird take to, like, I mean, it's kind of a weird take, yeah, for sure, but then it's also even weirder that this got blown out into a whole argument of pro-teabaggers versus anti-teabaggers, and it's like, what am I reading?
Okay, wait, can you guys state your position right now. I am pro teabagging. It's okay to teabag. If you don't take it to the messaging, like, don't be just teabagging.
But that's different. That's not teabagging.
That's not teabagging. Like, I don't want that line to get confused.
This is what I think. I don't care. Teabag, don't teabag. There you go.
I'm with Fruit. I'm teabagging neutral.
Yeah, like,
you're teabagging neutral.
It's part of it, but, like, it's just teabagging.
Yeah.
Because 100% of the time, the person who's teabagging gets tilted by people who teabag them. So just teabag them back, and then they'll be tilted too. That's just,
I mean, yeah, the only time I usually teabag someone is if they teabag me. Like, I'll teabag someone, like, if they're crouch-shotting, you know? Like, oh, look, I can crouch a whole bunch too. Like, that's really the only time I do it. But that's the exact same thing. It's just to get back at somebody. Otherwise, I'm like, whatever. And, like, same thing with, like, I equate it too to, like, just don't let it bother you. Like, when I'm on the road, like, driving and stuff, and, you know, somebody will do something stupid or honk or do something, whatever, like, Claire will get so angry, and she'll think about it and sit on it for a while. I know a lot of people do. And then she'll be like, I can't believe, like, let's say we're driving and some guy honks behind us or does something stupid, right? I know a lot of people will get, like, upset about that, or, like, yeah, like, sit on it for a while. And she'll mention it, like, 10 minutes later. It's like, wait, what? Like, that happened, and then I just get right past it. That's how I take teabagging myself. And if it upsets you that much, that's what the route you need to take. It's like, it happened, okay, and it's gone. I already forgot about it. There's no point in, like what Rob said, like, dwelling on it. Like, the only thing you're doing is doing exactly what they want you to do.
Yeah.
Like, just don't worry about it. And if it does upset you that much, you don't play a game where you can get teabagged.
Shouldn't be playing it then.
Listen, I have a confession to make. There's something I really do dwell on.
And it's this ad?
This next ad read.
Hey. I love you. Yeah. 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 And welcome back to GG Over Easy. After our usual talks of recent events and drama and whatnot, there always seems to be some Destiny drama. We head into some Patreon questions for this episode. And then ideally we hop into some food because your boy's hungry. And I feel a lot of our listeners are too, you know?
You know what I'm hungry for? These Patreon questions. Hit them with us.
This content.
We have João Pedro Barth.
What did you say to me?
Has a question. Says, did one of you guys ever get so mad while recording that you ever just had to stop? For example, when Arios killed Fruit and everyone in PUBG, and Fruit almost lost it.
I remember when Rob did.
I have several times. I have one that I clearly remember, and I still I don't know if I have the clip anymore. I think I deleted the clip because I was like,
Was this an Apex one?
No, not TTT. Apex.
That was one of
TTT.
Them.
It was when we were playing TTT, and everybody was just a whenever someone was a terrorist, they would just drop innocent traitor weapons, and then the innocent they were like. I was the traitor, but then I dropped the rocket launcher for Ab, and then Ab was an innocent, and then he became a traitor. It was like this whole new wild, wild west
bullshit. See, that was probably me and Dork's fault, because...
Well, it was not your fault, because
But we gave people the idea. We did it, like, once, and then suddenly it was fair game for everyone.
No, but that's okay. That's how you guys play TTT. Like, I can expect the wacky things from Dork. But when everybody's doing it, then it's like there's no structure, there's no rules. And so I remember I was a traitor, and I was like, I was a traitor, and I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I just got traitor, like, finally. Like, I haven't been – it's one of those, like, TTT nights where you don't – it's innocent. And it's just like, oh, so it was one of those nights.
I wasn't there for that episode, and I just remember seeing the Dream Team DMs. And I think Bless was just like, hey, yo, amigo, sorry. I hope I didn't make you guys mad from that session. And Rob just responds with, it's fine, Bless, smiley face.
Yeah, so like what happened was it was probably like 2.5-3 hours into this TTC sesh. We had been grinding. Like back in the day, like when we did a TT sesh, we just didn't do an hour. We used to do like 3 hours and then get like 5 or 6 episodes like in those like 3 hours normally. And so we're like super far into it. Everyone's tired, or at least I am. And I'm traitor, and Ab is the traitor. So at one point, I'm like walking next to a traitor, and I just blow up. And it says I was killed by an innocent, but I was killed by a rocket launcher because I saw it fly through. So I'm like, why the fuck did I die? And so I'm typing in the chat. I'm like, Ab just rocket launchered me. And like, oh no, Bless. It was me and Bless. And I was like, great,
yeah,
Bless.
Because he gave Ab.
Yeah. I was like, great. Bless just rocket launchered me. I was like, why? So like, Bless like wins the round. And Bless goes, yeah, versus like my dude, as I'm his traitor. And I'm like, Bless, why are you saying like yeah, like Ab? And he goes, yeah, versus is like, I gave Ab a rocket launcher. And like, and I was like, what? And then you just hear like, why are we like, and then he's like, and then like Bless is like, everyone's like explaining it. And then like Bless goes, well, Dork and Blue do it. And I was like, yeah, but that, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm done. I was like, good night. I was like, and that's the, I think that's the only time I can really remember off the top of my head. Me actually rage quitting in the middle of a thing off of just rage induced. I was pissed. I was so mad. I don't think we played TTT for like 3 months. I don't have that clip anymore. It's somewhere.
Dude, yeah, if you're all like, where'd TTT go? It was
that clip is somewhere.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. At least I'm not the person who like reminds Rob of his angriest moment. Cause like when I remember seeing the DMs and I was like, oh, something happened.
The only time I really like and truly remember rage quitting.
And then Dork showed me its recording and I was like, oh.
Oh, so maybe Dork still has it.
And I was like, ooh.
I remember the map too. It was like over water.
Yeah. Rigs or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's pretty bad. Like that's real anger right there. It was
like and that's what I love. Like TTT is great when you have like one or two like Blue Westlow and Dorks like doing their thing, but when the whole lobby is just 8 Blue Westlow and Dorks running around going,
you can't have a full lobby of chaotic neutrals. You can't have it.
It's literally like those little babies. Oh, everybody goes But that's what I can remember. I don't know if you guys have ever.
I don't think I've ever rage quit. I mean, like probably the angriest ever was with the Aereos.
No, you did rage. No, you did rage quit.
I can't think of one.
No, there was that one night when we were trying to do the PUBG Zombies, and
he kicked Aereos. He didn't rage quit.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
No,
of.
We stopped recording that day. We came back the next day.
We might have.
Oh, I thought he just kicked Aereos out, and then we like just.
I did kick Aereos.
I think he did kick Aereos out. I think we tried to do more content, but we didn't like actually get content to like the next day of Zombies, where we were literally recording Zombies rounds for
hours.
hours, literally hours, and like Fruit was like, that just was like Fruit would like die early on and he couldn't get around.
Well, the problem was it was like
lobbies.
Yeah, it was like scuffed. Yeah, yeah. They like scuffed custom lobbies. Like they just PUBG just added these. They're like, hey, you can try this out, whatever. I was like, okay, dope. Like we can do like a zombies thing. So getting everyone in 100 people into this thing was just so difficult. It took so much time. Things kept crap, blah, blah. So it would take like 30 minutes to set up a game. Then you got to get in and then try and, you know, survive and get content.
And you got to not die.
And you have to not die.
You got super unlucky like two games in a row.
So then you have to wait the whole thing. And then it completely closes the lobby. It's not like, oh, like, yeah, just start it up again. No, you have to read. So this was like over and over and over hours. I'm like, oh, my, we just need one good game. And that was the one good game we had when Eros decides to just, God, blindside me with that car.
Throw it all away.
It was such a good round because, like, all of us were alive and we were, like, all just vibing in cars. Like, oh, this is the round. We're going to win this zombies game and Fruit's going to be at the last circle. And then...
Tragedy.
I've never heard Fruit more angry in my life than when Arios killed him in that car. I will never hear anger like that. And this is like a mixture of like Fruit who was tired and also Fruit who was not eaten and Fruit who is now turned into the Hulk because Arios just yeeted him out of a car.
I also
would consider you dying in your hardcore, maybe rage quitting a recording. It's like you tried after that and you're like, I just can't do this anymore. Like,
true. Well, that's also the street.
It's 360. Like
5 hours. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, secretly, so that one. So the very first time I died, like I sunk or whatever, or I drowned, and it was like 5 hours.
Trying to get paper, right? That's all you were doing.
Yeah. I was just like getting some in the sunken ship. I drowned. It was like 5 hours, 6 hours. I was like, okay, screw this. Like, I'll see you guys tomorrow, whatever. And then. So I tried again. We got like 7-8 hours into this world, died. I was like, oh my God.
How'd you die in that world?
A creeper in a mineshaft.
Oh.
Didn't even hear. I had to go back in the recording too and like literally just know it. Like I was literally sitting there and then it's just, you're dead. And I'm like, what? So I was pissed. But then my friends and I, we were going to play that game For the King that mm-hmm. night. They were waiting for me. So, but everyone's like, make a new world. So I like jumped in real quick. I was like, I wanted to just go play with my friends. I was like, screw this. 360 over lava. I failed it. So I was like, great. Okay. We'll just do it in a new world the next day. I was over it.
I just like your 360. you're just sitting there like.
I thought I could actually make it. But yeah, I'd say, I guess that's kind of the closest, but. No, the only ever times I can remember like quitting things, like we did a TTT sesh recently, but it's because of a migraine.
That was a headache. Like,
yeah, like
I was gonna say, if Blue and Christian have ever quit anything, it's just because they don't feel good or they're tired. Like,
I was sitting in because we were playing that water map or the towers and the water dude. I was like looking at the screen. My head's like, dum, dum, dum. I'm like, like the whole last round, I wasn't saying, I was like, I'm gonna go die.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really.
Have you ever rage quit, Blue?
Arios is the closest.
It's pretty impossible to get me angry. I don't think I've ever been like genuine anger. I don't think I know what it's like to be angry. But because my anger comes out as disappointment, maybe, I think.
I'm disappointed.
Like when I'm really, I don't respond with anger. I respond with like.
I think you just get like more quiet or if anything.
I respond with. I'm just really disappointed right now. Like,
you're going to be a good
parent. I expected a lot more out of you.
Or like, I'm disappointed with like, I don't know. I get disappointed with people, but like people know I'm disappointed with them, but I'm not like, bro, fuck this fucking game and fuck you too and your mother. No, it's more like,
hey, damn, whoa, like, whoa,
just, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm just like, you're really killing my vibes right now, dude. Like, it's just not.
I'm not vibing right now, doggy. Like, come on. Yeah, I can't really remember a time Blue did either. But I can remember.
I will. The only times I ever actually genuinely get angry is if I'm like genuinely like getting my shit pushed in a fighting game. That is the only time I'll actually like.
I gotta get good at Smash. I'll be back.
That's the only time like I'll actually get like angry and like super fucking mad. And that's the only time you'll ever see, like...
Well, good thing nobody rolls you in Smash
a different side of me, that's what... Like, when I'm really trying really hard, I'm like, God, I just can't beat this fucking piece of shit. Like, I'll get mad.
Yeah, and then I bet when they don't rematch you, you're like, yeah, you fucking... I bet you don't want to rematch. Like, not best two or three. Yeah, no coward.
I was about to adapt. Yes, right. Get out of here.
Bro, 0-3. Give me my chance to come back. 0-3. Yeah. I'll make a
best of seven. Come on.
Series. I was best of seven. I was the winner in that one. All right, let me find another one. This one is from Mami Yaotaru. Any future or potential plans to travel to Japan or Singapore or organize a trip with your worldwide fandom of Fruit Nation?
Wait.
Let's just pretend that like we can fly, all right, for a second. Let's go off in La La Land.
Like superpower or like airplanes?
Like, yeah, it says any future potential plans to travel to Japan or Singapore. I mean, not in the near future, but it would be sick. I love both those places.
I didn't realize how sick Singapore was until I watched Westworld, because it was all set in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
City's crazy looking.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Very futuristic.
I had a plan for Japan for like upcoming spring. Yeah, it was like you spring,
and
Danielle but...
and Dado, right? And
yeah.
Claire.
But and it's looking great right now. So
when was that supposed to be?
Supposed to be like spring, but... Now that everything's getting moved and the wedding and possibly honeymoon and all this stuff, I have no idea what's happening. But I've always wanted to go to Japan. Well, hopefully soon. Singapore, I've never thought about, but I'd be open to it, I guess.
Would you go to like the Poke Centers and all that kind of stuff? Like,
that's why I would go to Japan.
Saying, what do you mean, would I? If I'm in Japan, I'm a find my way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to find my way.
I do want to go. I do want to kind of see some of the more rural sides, not just like the big cities.
Like the mountainous, like kind of like where like the rice.
Oh, like in your name. Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, and then I've heard there's a lot of like really cool places kind of off the beaten paths with like hot springs or like hotel spas and stuff like this. I don't know, like cool place to check out.
Japan just seems like a really cool place to visit in general.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I want to go one day.
Our last question is from Not Blue Wheatloaf.
Oh.
Are you guys excited for any non-gaming product releases? Things like the Herman Miller gaming chairs or new series of Intel chips? I can't.
I'm poor.
I was like, I would love a new Herman Miller chair. But, I mean, I don't keep up with the Herman Miller conferences, so.
That's what's supporting my back.
Nice cover up of that brand right behind you, Rob. Good job, buddy.
I've already had some talks. I can say that. I've had talks. I can say that legally now.
My oath is no longer with them.
I just like, oh, dude, it's just different though. When you sit in Christian's chair, man, it's weird. It's like I'm laying down like this while simultaneously sitting like this. It's weird. I don't get it, you know?
Like, it's good for the posture,
it's
man.
It's perfect. It feels like I'm laying down, but I'm not laying down. It feels like I'm still sitting straight up, but I'm not sitting straight up. I just have terrible posture. And I feel like a Herman
That's
Miller
what,
would
when
really
I
get
see,
my posture back.
I wish you could see me, but when I go to some stream, like XQC or someone, and I see them with like one knee up and like hunched over or like crisscrossed, yeah, or like... Just like curl up in a ball. I'm like, do you know what you're doing right now? Like, how's that?
Yeah, I mean, I sit like that. Like, I really? Have one knee like up right now. Like,
I don't know how you do it.
Dado oh my God, you would hate to see my posture. I'll do this thing where I'll put like my left arm, like I'll shift my chair so my left arm is over the back of it, and like I'm like laying Wait. Like
what?
So like. Okay, so like imagine like Rob, imagine like you're laying instead of laying on your butt. Well, I mean, you're okay. Still laying on your butt. So like yeah. You're laying on your chair, but then like you shift to the left.
It seems no, like and turn like your torso.
Yeah, turn your torso. Yeah, and then but you're still well not like that. I mean, kind of. Hold on, I have to do this. Okay, so I'll have my butt.
We walk
so
you through
butt,
this.
So like okay, Rob, here you can uh-huh. illustrate this. So stand up, so sit up straight, like solid, like perfect posture. Okay, now shift yourself like 30 degree angle to your left, with your butt still like in position. Yeah. Well, that's perfect. Okay, now put put your left arm? Yeah, put your left arm like over the back of your chair.
And then right foot on green?
Oh, so you gotta shift your body a little more, buddy. No, over the back of your chair.
Oh, like that?
No, like you're I'm trying to.
You need to draw like a stick figure.
Dude, I'm gonna make this work. Okay. It's back to perfect posture. All right. Now, Lee, like your ass is like hitting the back of your chair, right?
My butt is firmly like I'm perfect posture.
Okay, so move your butt like a little forward in your chair, but still like be sitting up straight. Okay, now move your entire ass like 30 degrees, like your entire self is like a little 30 degrees. Not your chair, but yourself. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Now put your left arm over your chair. Now lay in it. Okay, now a tentor tree. Now
my chair's like too light. Like lifts me back up.
Now shift towards your computer screen like you're gonna type on your keyboard. No, other way, buddy. Other way.
Oh.
See that? Kind of like that, but I don't have like a huge thing, so it looks more like I'm. It looks more like
I feel like I'm being like held by my chair. Like no, my it's hero.
It looks nothing like this. Keep in mind, but
like I feel like I'm being like carried out by my chair. Like my hero.
It's like when you're putting.
Oh, there's a mice on the ground.
It's like okay, like it's it like say like you're sitting like remember in college where you have classes and you have those short chairs. It's more like I hate you. It's more like when like someone calls your name from behind you and you like turn your back like your and your arm goes over your chair. And you're like, yeah, what's up? It's kind of like that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty close. I'm honestly gonna have to like demo this for you one day. It's truly awful for my posture, but like if I'm gremlin mode, that's how I gremlin.
Gremlin mode. If I'm 18 hours into Final Fantasy fishing, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Rob, do you remember that cat? Stuck. Do you remember that cat with the glasses? That's kind of like he looks like he's chilling over a balcony, and is like his arms over the balcony.
I'm trying to like shake my head, like this is my head.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. Yeah.
Coming. Oh. He's just an athlete.
Just pretty
wild to be able to do that. Sit upside down like that.
Your anyway, head's a little red.
So kind of like what Rob is doing is how I gremlin out.
But that'll do it for the Patreon questions.
But so wait, like, I guess I'm trying to think. Like, I guess I can do some weird posture where, like, sometimes I'll sit with, like, crisscross. Except instead of actually putting one foot under the other knee, the other one stays above the knee. Like
it's like this?
No. So like, okay, like cross your arms around. Okay. But now take your, which one's your right arm? Okay. Now put that over your left. That's what I do with my feet. Instead
what?
Of, instead
do,
of crisscross.
So you sit like this.
No, so crisscross your feet. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, this isn't terrible, but I feel like I'm a monk like floating as I'm like
well,
meditating.
Except put your right foot all the way over your left knee. There you go.
Fucker, get over.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, this is weird.
For some reason that's comfortable for me. That and then yeah, that's really about the only weird thing I'll do from time to time.
Yeah, see, I'll just do this. That's me. That's the one I use.
Looks like you're ready to like snuggle under a blanket under the like with a warm cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
By the rain.
So, and then like sometimes like I adjust my arms like so like sometimes I'll have like my arm super forward but then sometimes I'll have it like, way back here. Just kind
of. I realize how unaudio friendly this like last 10 minutes has been.
Sorry, audio listeners.
Yeah, Prince. Did you hear? No, more to the right. Ah, okay. So, like, put it like that. Okay.
For the audio listeners, we were sitting correctly.
We were contorting our bodies. And that's pretty much what we're doing. And
for the audio listeners, Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
Hey, guys. You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
You guys can find me everywhere at Rabby V.
Oh, hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage. And that'll be this episode of GG Over Easy, episode 37. Hope you all are staying safe. Have a great life. If we don't talk to you again until next podcast, you know, hope the kids are doing well. Stay in school. Remember to eat. Poop daily. Wash your hands. You know, watch both sides of the street when you're going to cross. You know, all that kind of stuff. And that'll be it. We love you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.